Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Mark, I don't want to steal your thunder as the ambassador to the alley.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Electrical current taped to their nipples.
And James Strebel.
He's weird, man. He's a weird dude.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
He has an innate ability to change every topic, every subject to U of L. For instance.
Or anti-Kentucky.
Exactly.
All right, we're in studio. That means Strebel's on time today. He's here.
Yeah.
You're black on black on black today. Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you looking good today.
The blackout was canceled.
Yeah, you won all day today. He walked in today. Hey, they canceled the blackout for Louisville, Syracuse.
You're
so happy about that.
I just think it's funny.
In three different text chains, you've mentioned that. You mentioned it here. You mentioned it at 3:02.
Yeah.
We'll get to it. We'll clear some time for you to give that take.
This is my memorial.
About that. And then I said, where did you see that? And immediately it was Card Chronicle. Jackie's addicted.
Sent the screenshot over to Andy.
He's addicted to this stuff.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be period number 4 on his long day. Anyway, so Strebel's here.
Hey.
I'm Andy Sweeney, Jack Grossman. It is the
Hello, ladies.
Thursday. You know it's a Thursday. You know what that means. We'll do the Blitz at 4 o'clock. Rick Bozich, WDRB, he'll join us at 5 o'clock. Fellas, are we doing well?
We're doing good? Doing good today. Doing good.
You okay? By the way, Nick Valvano left his iPad here.
Oh, no.
There it is.
The
House of
Horrors. So today that ends in Y.
The horrors that potentially could be on this iPad. Let's see if he has it.
The iPad still works.
Yeah.
I am too. Does have a passcode.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
It really is.
That's an upset.
I'm a little bit surprised by that he has one of those.
I would have bet he didn't. That's why I don't bet.
Have you seen that Kentucky football?
That's why it would be an upset.
I wasn't going to mention him.
Yeah.
I'm just going to, one sentence. Kentucky football has lost all momentum. We'll get to that maybe.
Oh, there we go.
Next week or the week after.
Or the week after. Yeah, because they're
you
on.
See that?
So,
you see that whiff on another recruit today, Jack?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I saw it.
Little swing.
Big dog's hungry.
Little miss. Is that the air?
Is that the air of the bat? That's pretty good, actually.
That's not good. It's terrible radio.
So when we talked to John Hale at 4:10, 4:15, we're just going to go straight Kentucky basketball.
Here is what is on the sheet. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready. Yeah.
On the sheet of lies. I have a question about Ty Washington.
Okay.
I have a question about Shaedon Sharpe, which we can talk about.
Yeah.
And I have a question about what he wants to see on Friday. And then I put on here, I banned UK talk. And I'm Strebel takeover, so I'm going to let you decide. I'm going to let you decide. So you be ready.
I will be ready.
I'll give you one question.
I've got one question.
Okay, there you go.
It's in my head
there
right now.
There you go.
Yep,
done.
I got it.
There we go. All right, so 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. Shaedon Sharpe, what will he do? Some quotes coming out last night as everything was made official. We have not talked much about that. Why? Well, because we've had games to talk about. Sam Vecenie broke down Ty. Did you see that?
I did not see that. Uh-oh.
Good thing you didn't see it.
Uh-oh.
Good thing you didn't see it.
He's on the bounce back.
Okay.
He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine.
Okay.
Sam Vecenie doesn't know everything.
Okay.
He knows some things.
I'm just sitting here.
Okay.
I'm rolling with Vecenie. So we'll get to that at some point. College football playoff, we may get to that as a big step has been made in the last 24 hours. But I sit here today on this Thursday, and I think for me, the lead is twofold on the Louisville side.
Okay,
that's interesting. I mean, well, we've done the Champions Classic.
We did a ton of UK.
We know
yesterday.
Kentucky this year doesn't have the best players.
Right,
we can do that. I do want to dive in to Shaedon Sharpe at some point.
Yes,
I've suspended UK football, but they've lost all momentum anyway.
Yeah,
no one's talking about them at this point.
No one cares.
In the country, no one in the world has any idea what's going on. But I sit here today twofold. You said to me, we should talk more Louisville basketball today. And we did a lot in the 5 o'clock hour.
So that means that Strebel wants to crush Louisville basketball.
Yeah, not
100%.
No.
That's, I mean, come on.
part of me does, but I mean, there's...
Ross McMahon's had a press conference today. Where he's like, I'm fine if we have 20 turnovers as long as we have 90 possessions. You'll find a way to crush that.
Yeah,
there we go.
20 turnovers and 72 points. Okay, fair enough. But it's a high-powered offense. Boss McMahon's.
There it is. He couldn't... You said no. Man, do you remember a couple seconds ago when Jack said you just want to bring this up so you can be Starkey?
Yeah.
And you said no. And 18 seconds later, you violated your own words.
I can't help it.
It's addiction.
It's a triggered response.
It is. You are triggered.
Yes.
You are a lib. You are triggered.
I'm very triggered.
Anyway.
A snowflake, if you will.
Yes. So twofold on the Louisville side. Okay?
Okay.
We talked a lot yesterday, and my take was on U of L that there's just so many open-ended questions.
Right.
Everything is open-ended. Well, maybe not everything. We thought there were things that were not open-ended, and then Jalen Withers had the game that he had on Tuesday night combined with Malik Williams coming off the bench. Like, the two things that I thought were going to be locked in were those two things. Everything else, I'm not believing a lot of people on Jared West. I need to see more. This was a mid-major point guard. Right. I need to see more. Last year, L. Ellis was a junior college player. It's going to take some time. I think we've all said that in some sort of way. Sidney Curry, what can he be? I don't know. And now, you know, I felt pretty strong about Sam, and Sam Williamson lived up to,
I agree with that one, 100%.
You know, kind of what I thought. And you're actually a fan of his. I don't understand that, but whatever. So I
like him. He's
the remaining Super Six player, if you will.
He's the one.
Is still here. So we talked about that yesterday, that while Kentucky on this show was more of a topic on Wednesday because of who they played, because they lost, because of the Champions Classic, when we talked about U of L to me is much, there's some secrecy around them. Mm. And secrecy, not that they're keeping something from us or the Chris Mack thing, although I want to get to that here in just a second.
Okay.
That I don't know what to believe with much of this team. And by the way, a coaching staff that is brought in new, the guys that are brought in new, that also have some proof. And Ross McMahon's talking today with the media, and we'll get to some of that, would be that.
Okay.
So I set the stage, if you didn't hear that yesterday, that was kind of a Cliff Notes version of my overall take, okay?
Yeah.
And we would have the conversation, and if this were a normal season, then today would be Chris Mack, most likely. Some coaches pass it off. Cal does that. Kay always does that.
Sure.
Cal will start doing it here in about 3 weeks. Or when he starts losing, which means maybe this week, next week. You know, sooner rather than later.
Yeah, he ended up
Barbie. Over under Ohio State game for that.
When's the Ohio State game?
December 11th, December 12th?
Yeah, okay. Right before the Louisville game.
Jack's acting like I had the schedule just imprinted in my brain.
Yeah, either in front of you
December
or
December 12th at 9 p.m.
That's when the
Eastern time
is the CBS Sports Classic. I mean, you should know this, Jubal. You did the promo for it.
Oh, he doesn't remember.
Vegas.
He doesn't. 58-55. That'd be a fun game. You tell me who wins.
Kentucky just scored more than 50, that.
58-55.
All right, Kentucky should be
the 68-65. Okay, there we go. Thank you. No, they're the best ever. They're in the Big Ten. I don't know.
Yeah, Jack.
They needed a buzzer beater to beat
Akron.
I saw it.
We're basketball Bennies around
Benny.
Here. You're not the only one that watches some round ball around here, Jack.
He acts like he's the guru.
I saw more of the Indiana game than he did.
He saw every second.
He's lecturing me. I know more about Miller Cop than he does.
Yeah, you do.
I've watched more Miller Cop in the candy stripes than he has, and he's telling me everything.
You should have done the Miller Cop talk yesterday.
I should be doing an IU post game show. Someone needs to around here.
Wednesday night. St. John's.
Again, is this 1975
right.
When that game would have mattered? Is Chris Mullen around?
No, it's
when that game would have mattered.
Can we get Chris Mullen to get Mike Woodson as a player? Say,
isn't it the former Arkansas coach? Is he still there for St. John's?
Mike Anderson.
Yeah, he and Cal hate each other. Yes.
Thank you for that
they
nugget.
Did. They did.
Thank you for that nugget.
They did not like each other.
Oh, he's not facing off against Cal.
No,
so there
not
we
anymore.
Go. There goes that storyline.
He's been banished to St. John's.
Today is the day. And the last couple days have been that I'm so interested in what is going on with the temptation with Chris Mack. Ooh. The temptation of Chris Mack to reach out. Right?
Oh, 100%.
If he wanted to talk to Mike Pegues, he could.
He could.
How are they going to get him? Yeah. I mean, honestly, if you guys are using Jordan Fair, if Will Wade Jordan or anyone else, Fair. Yeah, right. As long Kenny as you're Johnson. Not, yeah, you're Book not, Richardson. Yeah, you're not using your issued, get a burner, get the What's Up app or whatever shady app is out there.
Yep.
Like, and Max got to be struggling with that because there's nothing. It's not like there's an ankle bracelet on him, right?
No, I mean, are they monitoring his phone?
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying you're not using your main phone. You know this. You have two, is it two or three?
No,
you have
no,
or,
no
you have,
burners.
You have a third burner, right?
I don't have any burners.
A second or third? I mean, come on.
I had a Dutch Retriever's burner last night.
Like, it's got to be killing Mac because it's so easy to beat this system.
Yeah.
The system is, we're going to believe you. Now, if you get caught, it's like you get fired. Like, he's going to get fired, okay? Like,
breaking like protocol
Neely
again.
Neely Booty will break him over her knee. she will pile drive him, and it will
wrestling
be over.
Style.
It will be over. Do you understand that?
I would like to see that.
It's so easy, okay? And yeah. Louisville has been a bad group of cheaters, historically.
Yeah.
Over the last 5-6 years.
Not secretive
but this,
at all.
But this is, if they need help, I'll help them. Me and Blank are reaching out because Blank wants this. I've been listening to him and Diener. He wants Mac to say bleep boot and Neely Bendapudi.
And text
after everyone lined up for their picture with Neely Bendapudi.
Right.
That's
kiss
what he
her,
wants.
You know what?
That's what he wants, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm ready to join forces because the temptation there has to be killing him.
Oh, yeah.
It's Temptation Island. Put that. Is Chris Mack on Temptation Island? I'm kidding. Wasn't that where they put like a bunch of hot couples together?
Yeah, and I don't know what the temptation obviously.
Jack, what
were
the stipulations? You don't have to post
though.
That. It's okay. You don't have to post
getting ready
that.
To do
I don't know.
Too.
No, he doesn't have to do it. But wasn't Temptation Island a bunch of sexy people?
Yeah, shirtless and you know, bikinis
right.
and
maybe,
alcohol.
Or wasn't it? Jack, look this up. Brett, someone help
it
me
was
here.
Temptation
or,
Island.
Or was that where couples went to an island? Like you and your wife would go to an island with a bunch of people, and the temptation would be there
for other people
and stuff like that.
But
yeah,
I think what they did is didn't they separate them?
I don't know. I've never seen it. I'm saying Chris Mack's involved with this.
Because that's the only – he's on Temptation Island right now. He's
absolutely.
He has to make the decision.
He's 100% on Temptation Island.
I mean, so Temptation Island, the two full seasons are on Peacock Plus.
Oh,
there
I
you
have
go.
That.
Yeah, so Andy has that from the Olympics.
Yeah, okay. I do. Yeah. I still.
I have it.
They give me like $4 every month, and I curse them, and I do nothing, and that's how they make
money.
Yeah,
I get the email popped up.
Is people like,
$4.99.
And I curse under my breath, and I'm mad, even though I spend $5 I spend $5 a day on Strebel's Bush Light.
Yeah, true.
I mean, so that's all it is. It doesn't mean anything.
Do you remember the names of the episodes?
Yes.
Yeah.
So season one, episode one. Temptation Begins.
Oh.
Ooh. Episode 2.
What a word. I love temptation. don't you?
It's a great
temptation.
Word.
It is. It's a great word.
Episode 2. Single Again.
Oh. That was you for a couple weeks.
For a couple weeks. Yeah.
So you were single. So you are admitting that you were single.
Single.
So something you could have nestled up next to somebody else.
No, we were still engaged. I wasn't single. It was just
turn your mic off for a second. The intern's here. Noah, right? And he doesn't know. Strebel and his wife had a pause during their engagement. There was a doctor maybe involved. There was a pause.
Yeah.
There was where she thought about her life.
And I thought about mine.
Well, it was mostly her, and now we're back. Yeah. He doesn't know that, though.
And I was like,
he
there
needs
you go,
to
Noah,
know that.
Now you know that.
Now he's up to date. Single Again, Temptation Island. Give us another one. Give us another one. Yeah, go ahead. Give us another one.
All right, we got Episode 4, Rock My World.
Oh,
that was a good one.
Rock My World. Man.
Episode 5, Rules Are Made to Be Broken.
Ooh.
Episode 6, Head in the Sand.
Head in the Sand.
Episode 7, Mixed Messages. These are great.
Jack's going to go home and watch this.
Oh,
he is.
Man.
He's going to go home and watch
Episode 8, Beginning of the End.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Episode 9, Romantic Getaways.
Oh, man. A little romantic getaway.
You in that jacuzzi. Yes.
And then episodes 10 is Final Bonfire Part 1. And then episode 11, Final Bonfire Part 2.
That's probably where all the married couples break up.
Oh, my God. The second season is even better.
But hey, before you do that, Nick Roush tweeting, Keontae Goodwin will take an official visit to Florida State and will not ever take an official visit to UK.
He already took it. He took a visits to UK. He was there Saturday.
It's falling.
It's not falling apart.
It's sinking.
It's not sinking.
It's sinking.
I say, I'm with it's you. There's not. It's not it's sinking. It's not sinking.
It's sinking.
Louisville's sinking.
Louisville's sunk. Yeah,
they're sunk. We're not
brother,
sinking.
I'm not battling you on that. I'm worried about UK.
That's what Triple does. Anything negative about UK,
they might lose to Syracuse. We're talking about they have to beat Syracuse.
Now, if they lose to,
it's sinking.
If they lose to Vanderbilt or New Mexico State or Louisville, then it's sinking.
Okay.
Then it's sinking. It's not sinking now. It's on a pause.
Tomorrow's going to be VSR, Vanderbilt Sports Radio.
Okay, you're going to start Vandy
guests. Special imaging. Quickly do these so I can move on. Go ahead.
We got episode 2, The Cuffs Are Off.
Episode
3, Guilt Ridden.
Those are good back-to-back titles.
Yeah, Cuffs Are Off, Guilt Ridden.
You have cuffs and then there's guilt afterwards.
Episode 4, Something's in the Air. Ooh. Episode 5, The Walk of Shame.
Oh, no.
Man.
Episode 6, A Real Man. Episode 7, She Didn't Say I Love You.
Who's the real man? Tom Allen?
Yeah, Tom.
They
yeah.
should do a Coach's Temptation Island.
Where they put
lucrative jobs in front of coaches and see if they can see how long they can go without stabbing their players in the back to take another job.
Or their athletic director.
Bobby Petrino won every year.
Yeah, he'd be the best one. Yeah.
Bobby won every year. They quit with it. They're like, it's done. Bobby's won 5 out of the first 6 years.
It's over.
At this point, we pretty much know. But, I mean, aren't you guys interested in that a little bit? Because, like, I'm not – you can't catch Chris Mack.
No, you
this
can't.
Has been burning inside me that it's. I mean, they're you know relying on his word,
right?
And they're relying on the word of everyone else around him to do the same thing. Because if you're Mike Pegues, what's the next move? The initial move was the prep for that game on Tuesday,
yep.
which Chris Mack was a part of every step of the way.
He was, yes.
Including one of his last decree, which was to bring Malik off the bench, right?
Yeah.
That was said during the broadcast.
Yep.
So now what's the next step? Like if Chris Mack were back on Friday, it's Friday. They play Friday?
They play tomorrow.
Yeah. On Friday, there would be a move.
Yo, he would be –
Did he the alternative endings. If they play well, Pegues, here's what you're going to do for the next game.
If
they play poorly in this area, here's what we're going to do.
Like choose your own adventure.
The starting lineup is silly. They're saying it matters, yet not starting two or three, I would say, of their best players. So is Pegues the kind of guy that can be forceful with these decisions? Does he play it safe? Like, I have no idea. And for Chris Mack, it had to get real.
Real fast.
Not even during the game. Probably the prep of the game and the game, yes, it did. But I would even throw in there the aftermath when there's the coaching, the things that you do as a coach that make you better than the other guy.
Right.
The adjustments, right?
The rotation.
The lineup, whatever you want to say.
Right.
That is also a big part of the reason you're paid as much money as you are.
Because you're good
at
that.
And my man Chris Mack is stuck Temptation Island knowing he could reach out to Pegues.
Anytime he wanted.
Yeah, he could just reach out and write 5 names down. And that would tell him who to start.
Like, he'd have, like, a gopher or something. Like, even if you don't want to get caught with, like,
he chronic, could deliver a lever. A letter.
Yeah,
had
someone drop a letter off at a secret location.
He could 100% drop a Baiters.
Right.
And they could, at Baiters. Coop will be there. He'll be wearing sweatpants.
Yeah. Gerstle's underneath the trash
can. Speaking of, have a hoodie on.
In the men's bathroom.
Speaking of, Coop, is your sister still single?
Yes.
Okay.
She is. Yeah, yeah. She's got a house and everything.
You know what's weird? Those two are linked in my brain.
They are.
For some reason, I bring up Coop Hassan.
And my sister pops in your head.
Yeah, I don't know why that is.
I think the first time.
Mary, right?
And Mary.
Oh.
Yeah, that's close, though. I think it's because the first time I ever brought her up, when Coop was in there, he's like, how old is she? You know?
She's far too young.
For Coop, yes. Yes, yeah. Yeah, she's not in her 30s yet, so.
No, 30s.
No, no.
I mean, well, he's square
40s. Yeah, that's a sweet spot. 40s, couple kids.
Only a divorced mom. You know? Yeah, I mean, 30s.
Driving like
what's your problem? 30s.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, the 40s, but driving like a Lincoln Navigator or something, you know, plenty of room in that. But no, I'm with you. I think one of the things that stuck out to me,
have you ever been in a Lincoln Navigator?
No, I've seen them, okay. But I've never been in one. No, no.
That was a lot.
I've not been in a Lincoln
Navigator.
By
the way, Blankenbaker's also excited.
Why?
A 2022 cornerback.
Oh.
Who was committed to Central Michigan has decommitted.
Oh, boy. It's not Central Michigan, Andy. Not the Chippewas.
Sorry, Jack. I had to leave into it.
Not the Chippewas.
I mean, Blank's happy on Twitter. Well, we can't allow that. Okay?
That's the bar. Central Michigan's the bar. That's unreal.
Go ahead and mark the veto.
I mean, you're setting a veto record this week, by the way. I think we've already said it.
I mean, when he gets turned on by Central Michigan decommits, bro, you're Joker Phillips territory.
Me and Jack were listening to your latest rant yesterday with Jack Harlow in the underpants.
Oh, yeah.
And Patty, we were just kind of around Jack, just listening to that.
What'd Patty I say?
Cheese and rice. What does he say?
Cheese and rice, bro.
Cheese and rice, bro.
Pat did say.
Does he really hate Jack Harlow or not, brother?
He came back to...
Is it just a bit or does Struble actually hate...
No, it's not a bit.
I know it's not a bit.
He walked back to Ennis today. He always loved these conversations. He goes, I found a couple interesting tidbits about Syracuse.
Oh!
And I was just thinking in my head, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
You did not find it. What are the interesting tidbits about Syracuse?
We'll have to listen to the podcast.
We will.
I do not know.
Listen to the drive, see what Pat has to say. Today's just him and Ennis, right?
He's in love right now.
Okay, so
we have the two interns over here. He pushed them out of the way.
Shoot them away.
Just in case they wanted to crack the mic for 3 seconds. Those are my 3 seconds, damn it.
Yeah.
You will get out of here. Texter says, let's see here. LOL at Struble, choose your own adventure. I love those. Texter says, book. Andy, UK football is sinking. Struble, no, U of L is sinking. Typical UK pivot, deflect to U of L at all cost.
Yeah.
Texas says, big rig, Struble, deflect, deflect, deflect.
Yeah.
Texas says, Struble would get voted off the island for playing hide the pickle.
I'm not going on any I would never go on one of those shows. Not a chance.
He would be interesting on one of those shows.
He'd be a star.
I know, but I'm
shows.
Not going on
he
one
really
of those
would.
Shows.
He would be a star. Only a BBN one?
Yeah.
BBN Paradise.
Yeah, BBN Temptation
Island. Would they bring in, like, the guest celebrities to bring in? Oh. Be like, you
Zadie
know.
Zadie Shelburne, Larry Bott.
I want to do this.
Tyler
hang
Hero.
Hang on. BBN Temptation Island is something we're going to flesh out
we
here.
We have to.
I'm writing it down right now. All BBN right. Temptation Island.
I like this idea.
Oh, goodness.
It's a good one. There's a lot of stars out there.
I think U of L's would have Dalton Pence as the moderator. I'm not kidding.
I know you're not.
I'm not kidding.
He's got that announcer voice.
Texas. Who would be the UK moderator? Would it be Matt?
No, he'd be in the show.
Yeah, he'd be. Who would be the moderator?
John Wong.
We got to think about that. Who would be the moderator?
I
don't know.
Good moderator.
Settle down. Okay. Settle down.
Oscar Combs.
Texter says, episode 211, a little pause. Texter says, I have no idea what you're talking about, but I assume my wife watches this show. Texter says, number one, you aren't so engaged if you are broken up.
There was never an exchange of a ring.
No, number two, is this the same Noah? Well, chased out of U of L.
Oh!
We should have played that off. Man, we should have played.
Should Noah Peterson be Noah Sigmund?
We should have played Peterson.
Oh, Peterson over there.
Oh, Peterson.
Oh, Peterson's
we should have played that
we
up.
Should've.
We should have played. He would never have wanted that, but
no.
We could have played that up, and people would have 100% believed it.
We've been like, you know,
100%
Noah.
100% believed it.
Oh, yeah, like our new intern, Noah, he's in a transitional phase
right
now.
He doesn't
trying
know
to figure
what
out what he wants to do.
Right. He's been in, you know, marketing and
at
PR.
Sports.
Around the country, worked at U of L, worked at Oregon. Where else did that kid work, Jack? I think it was Oregon, wasn't it?
I think
LSU.
So.
LSU.
LSU. That's it. LSU.
And then like, he's trying to get on his feet again. Had a little setback.
Yeah.
Now he's trying to. He's propelling his career further.
Texas says, "I love Temptation. Put that on a T-shirt."
It's a good one.
Texas says Mac could text Pegues from Christie's phone. I mean, he could, but again, that's flying too close to the sun.
Yeah.
To me, you got to go burner, you got to go pager, you got to go WhatsApp app, whatever it is. I don't know if the WhatsApp app is still the thing. I know like 6 years ago, the WhatsApp, I'm sorry.
WhatsApp,
sorry. I'm 100 years old.
I don't even know what it is.
Of course you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, he winked.
No, I didn't.
You know what it is.
No, I really don't. The WhatsApp? No, what is it?
It's an app that supposedly it can't be tracked. I mean, college basketball coaches used it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, so when they send, like, texts to recruits and stuff, like, it can't be, or your number can't be traced back to it.
Yeah. You really don't know?
But if you have the app on your phone, doesn't that give it away?
I don't know. This I don't know.
I mean, that seems like it'd be pretty easy to figure out.
It's not linked to your phone number, though.
Right, that's the main point.
It does not link to your phone number.
So, for instance, if Chris Mack texted Mike Pegues,
right,
those records, especially given that it's a U of L issued phone, sure. I would imagine that they could see, hey, you know, here's what's going on.
Yeah.
But supposedly the WhatsApp, you know, moves around that.
I like the idea of like a drop spot, though. You know what I mean? Like that's how they exchange.
Like a letter, yeah.
That's how they exchange information.
Yeah.
Yeah, like under
like you have chalk on a mailbox.
Exactly, and this like, one.
Yeah. Enemy of the State with Gene Hackman and Will Smith. You ever seen that one before,
absolutely.
Jack?
Absolutely.
You ever seen that one? That's
of course
a shocker.
Yeah. You know who Gene Hackman is?
Yes.
You know who Will Smith is?
Yes.
Have you ever heard the song Big Willie Style?
Yes.
There you go.
Miami.
Yes.
I see Jack having a phase where he tried to get into hip hop and his mom
Will Smith you nailed this.
And his mom let him listen to Will Smith because he was safe and did not curse.
And that,
that's 100
you
know, man.
He didn't. You put the nail on the head there. Like you do not imagine.
There's no bad words.
Right.
No ladies.
Right.
You don't
have to worry about twerking.
Twerking.
Trap music.
Nothing like that.
That was me in like second grade. Yes.
Second grade.
Second grade.
Wow. I thought it'd be you like
7 years old.
In middle school.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I
seven
thought.
7 years old.
Like there aren't that many safe rappers, and he's definitely one of them.
Does Kellen listen to anything?
Yeah, we talked about that. I can't remember yesterday, let alone a conversation that we may have had
3 months ago.
He listens to about everything.
Oh, yeah, there was some old, very graphic rap song he listened to.
Yeah, yeah,
it was
Soulja
Boy. Yes.
Pretty Boy Swag.
So there's a chortle. Wow, a 329 chortle.
Pretty Boy Swag, yeah.
Pretty Boy Swag.
Yeah. Jack would not have been listening to that. No. That was the move, though, hiding the cassette tapes. Like, I had Two Live Crew, and I had to hide that.
Texas says, Piglet Daddy going full plausible deniability, asking what WhatsApp is.
I really didn't know. It's the first I've heard of that.
Texas says, when the Taliban took over Afghanistan recently, they coordinated the entire thing with the WhatsApp. I feel like I need some sort of verification on that. I want to believe that. I just don't know.
One of those things like that wouldn't be stunning, but also I don't believe that would be.
Yeah, I don't believe that either, but it could be true. I don't know. You think they'd have something else other than the WhatsApp.
Texas says Enemy of the State holds up. I would, for the most part, agree with that.
Yeah, that was a good thriller, a good political thriller.
Texas says, duh, what's up app.
Oh, Mitch. He's been quiet lately. He was very busy this weekend. He's kind of quieted down a little bit.
Well, he's got no friends.
He's been blocked by everyone.
Everybody
except for...
Jack, everyone's blocked. Me and Strieble are the only people that still talk to Mitch.
Yeah, it's it.
Everyone has blocked him from their life. Like, legit. Twitter, numbers, Discords, everything. He's
everything.
Blocked.
Everything. He can't talk to anybody.
Boy, I'm not reading that one. It's really good. It's a wife swap one. I'm not reading that.
No,
it's too close
swap.
To the sun.
Yeah, no wife swap either. That show always terrified me, too. That Chappelle Show skit with the wife swap was funny, though.
Thank you.
It was really good.
Texas says, is Malik leaving? I mean, I don't know. Texas says, Temptation Island BBN Edition, Episode 3, The Veto.
Is that the Strieble veto or the veto Tisdale?
I don't know. It's a great point.
Both.
It's both.
It's both of them.
Texas says, did Strieble ever veto when he was on with Dan Issel? Oh, not as much, no.
I'm sure I had a few moments, yes, though, where I did. There, yeah, were, I figured I would. I can't help that.
Oh, goodness.
Let's stutter a little bit.
Texas says, was Will Smith massive in the Jewish community?
No. I don't know.
I'm going yes, and I feel, and I have no connection to the Jewish community
at
here.
All.
Yeah, like very, very little. But I feel like I'm just going to talk out my bleep and say yes.
Yeah, sure.
And
why
say
not?
Yes,
I
he
just
does.
Liked him because I liked the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and I liked, you know, some of his music when I was, you know, younger.
And he so, didn't have the sticker on the CD, the parental
advisory. Explicit
and
that, lyrics.
Yeah, and you go to Camelot Music, you don't have to worry about such a thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, let's.
I remember buying those and thinking I was like, and they were supposed to be like, you had to be 17 or older to buy it. And no one ever told me I couldn't buy anything. Like, I was going up there buying all kinds of crap.
Yeah, but you were like 6'3 with a beard.
Yeah, well,
you're like 15, you're 6'3.
Yeah, they never said a word.
You're
even a I was like
hulking man.
11 years old and I was buying stuff, and they were just like, okay, here you go.
Texas says, is blank covering recruiting now to help save Satterfield's job?
He's got Satterfield's out here just working fools.
I think he is a little bit, isn't he? I think
he's trying to bring some shine back onto the Satterfield program is what he's trying to do. He's working hard. He's trying to get his Cardinal brethren to believe like he believes. It's salvageable.
Texas says Issel would be the moderator for BBN Temptation Island. I think Pratt and Issel would be great. They'd
be
like, Dan, time to give someone a rose.
Who do you think is getting their heart broken today, Mike? It would be great.
Dan would just be ruthless.
He'd be ruthless. He'd be saying, well, you're too ugly or something like that. He doesn't like you because you smell or whatever. He wouldn't care.
Texas says, Temptation Island ESPN 680. Blank is there with his wife, but Drew asked him to go to dinner. Whoa. What does he choose? Dinner.
Yes.
What are you talking about? Give me a difficult one.
Double dogs or ceviche? Let's go double dogs.
This one for you, Jack. Texter wants to know if Wendy and Gabriel will be on BBN Temptation Island.
It'll be him and Sasha Kalea Jones.
That's not the joke.
All right, he's done. Look at the failure and shame on him right now.
Yeah,
he's got the shame. Sasha Kalea Jones. What a flame out.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe
you. Oh, my.
About. Jack, what are you doing over there?
Oh,
I get it. Yep. I messed it up.
He was just naming bus. That's all he did was name a bus. Hey, what about
EJ Montgomery?
What about Ryan Harrow?
Scal
gonna be there too.
Isaiah Briscoe.
Archie Goodwin.
Oh. Archie wasn't
Archie
a bus.
He wasn't a bus. He just had
Cal
no one
just
else around him.
Cal just hated him.
He wanted to do whatever he wanted to do.
Oh, man.
I liked Archie.
Let's take a stupid break.
Okay.
Texas says, what about Assad Hall transferring? I don't have an opinion. I mean, yeah. I would transfer, too, if I were the third running back, about to be the fourth running back on the team. Yeah. I mean,
he had that one magical game, though.
He did have a magical game.
Yeah.
He'll be wanted by at a lower level.
Sure.
There's no doubt about that. And there's our analysis of Assad Hall. On the other end, we never got to my Satterfield take. Shaden Sharpe, we need to get to that. And then after the break, and don't look this up, okay? And I just 60 seconds. An IU tweet. It's going to enrage our big guy over there, Jack Grossman.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
You don't get angry often.
Little something I noticed. Came by my timeline today. I'm like, I'm going to save that for Jack.
Okay.
Because I know this will trigger him just a little bit. A little triggering Thursday here on ESPN 680 105.7. Quick break. What do we have? Blitz at 4 o'clock. Bozich at 5 o'clock. It's The Take. It's a Thursday on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I didn't know you were much on sanitary conditions.
That's
what's surprising me right now.
Yeah.
Like you're into sanitation. This is a little bit new.
And James Strebel.
It's not that I'm into sanitation. It's just that I don't know, man. Like human stuff. Like
It bothers you. Really?
Yes, it bothers me. I don't like it. It just doesn't. It's not my thing. Like I like my clothes and dealing with my clothes, and that's it. I don't want anybody else's stuff around me. I don't want it.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey, reminder, Lou City back in action. Eastern Conference semifinals. I don't know how you want to say that. The boys in purple will host Charlotte. That's coming up Saturday night. Our pregame coverage, 7:15, right here on ESPN 680-1057. For tickets and information, visit loucity.com. And don't forget to catch Soccer City tonight after us, 6 to 7, here on ESPN 680-1057. Do you have any idea if Jeff Greer is doing that? I know he's out of town here. Do you have any idea? You don't know. It's fine.
No.
Call Entz. There we go.
Yeah.
Entz will know.
Here is the thing, and it's Indiana related.
Oh, yeah.
So we will do this, and then obviously we will move on.
Pivot right along.
I saw this from our guy, Dustin Dupirak, who's going to be on the Blitz later on.
Oh.
Race Thompson was quoted today.
What'd Race say?
About his three-point shooting.
Of course. Of course this is what it is.
Of course. I knew it would trigger him.
It's already going.
Quote, I shot some threes.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't go in.
No bleep.
But I'm going to keep shooting them.
Okay.
Because Coach Woodson believes in it, and I believe in it. Well, there you go.
There you go, Jack.
There it is.
They believe in it. What? They believe, Jack.
So there you go.
Just all we've heard this all summer is how great this team can shoot, and then they go 4-28 from three.
Oh.
4-28.
It was something bad like that. It was insanely gross how bad they shot from three.
When do they play again, Jack?
Tomorrow night. 7 p.m.
So all three teams play
at 7.
It's
on Big Ten Network Plus. So you have to have Big Ten Network, and then you have to have the $5 subscription, and then an additional $5 subscription.
4-24 from three. Indiana missed their last 16 three-point attempts.
Yuck.
Ooh.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. Yikes.
There's Chet Holmgren on my screen.
Yeah.
His body,
it doesn't make sense. Look at it. I mean, that doesn't look natural, but he makes these shots and he gets these blocks. There's no physical way he should be as good as he is.
So you now admit that he's good.
I didn't say he was good as he is.
I mean, Damian Collins' body's not much different.
It's not, but he can't play.
By the way, they're doing ESPN's doing like a whole big. I mean, again, the whole big mock draft stuff. Look at these Banchero. Look at this. Where are you at, Keon Brooks? Turn around. You want to double me? You're too short. You're too short. Oh, look at that swish. Look how smooth he is.
He didn't do that against Toppin.
Remember how...
Yeah, he did.
Not as much as he did against Brooks.
Yeah, because Brooks played more.
That's all you have. He didn't do it against Toppin.
Yeah.
Two things I want to get to this segment. Blitz coming up at 4 o'clock. Bosich at 5 o'clock. Two things. One Kentucky, one U of L.
All right.
So you want guys to stick with U of L for a second?
Sure.
We'll get back to Chris Mack and Temptation Island here in short order. Don't worry. I think Ryan Lemon would be the best moderator.
Oh, that's a good one.
Of BBN Temptation
Island. Yeah, that's a good one. I think between him and Issel and Pratt, that's a tough decision.
No, it's not a tough decision.
You think Lemon would do it?
I think he would do it. Okay. I think he would do a fine job.
All right,
and
Ryan
then
Lemon.
And then every episode, we bring in a UK luminary. So all these
as a special guest.
All these young, sexy people in BBN, because there's so many of them, are there.
That's a lot.
And you're bringing Oscar Combs. He talks to the group. Right?
You bring in Cal. Cal just does a 30-second recorded message.
Yeah.
You bring in Bruiser Flint.
That I would like.
In Rex Chapman.
You bring in Soups, and then you tell him to go home because we don't really want you.
You bring Tony Barbie back from Central Michigan for a special guest.
Jack, you can't put Stoops in the middle of Temptation.
No. That's a bad idea.
Keep away from that football. Just gotta keep away from that just in case.
Gasoline on the fire.
Yeah. What are you trying to do, Jack? Combustible situation there, Jackie Poo.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's Satterfield.
Yeah.
I saw sadness in Ennis's eyes for a moment.
Oh, no.
Well, and we can do this on Friday. I just wanted to allude to it.
Yeah.
Like, he's in a no-win situation this week. Because if he beats Syracuse, not one human on earth has respect for Syracuse football.
Well, yeah.
Except for Donovan McNabb. He's the only one.
And the one.
And who? And Patty Ice,
yes,
too.
Doing research.
Two.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's where we are. That if he wins, that's fine that he won, but there's not. It's not going to move the needle much at all in the minds of anybody. And we can argue whether that's right or wrong. I'm just giving you what I think is the reality check radio of the situation.
Right.
But if he loses on Lamar Day.
Oh, gosh. Ain't
against a team that nobody has respect for.
Right.
I don't know what we, I don't know the post game. Is that us going to be okay? Like, are they going to burn the cabooses down? Like, honestly, I don't know what's going to happen.
That I didn't think of it that way.
I mean, because,
losing on Lamar Jackson jersey retirement
Lamar
day.
Lamar Day.
Yeah. The favorite son.
They're
going to
be
urinating
on Lamar Jackson, his day.
But
he's in a no-win situation. He wins. No one cares about Syracuse.
Right. It's
now,
like, well,
the
okay.
only win he could have is if Lamar's into this entire thing and they win and it's awesome and Lamar's in the locker room dancing with the team. That
giving
would be,
Coach
yeah.
Satterfield his props, you know, like,
hanging
hey.
Hanging with Malik.
Right.
That would be
a win.
A scenario.
Yes.
To where it moves the needle a little bit. It makes post-game and Monday shows a little bit different.
Oh, and Louisville PR will definitely push that big time.
But a whatever win, you won, but you allowed 21 answered in the fourth and almost lost to Garrett Schrader.
Right, it's 30-27.
And then a loss, it would be bad anyway.
Right.
But you talk about Mark Stoops on Temptation Island throwing gas on the fire.
Right.
I mean, that's throwing gas on the fire is it being Lamar Jackson. And Lamar would be the gas in this, for instance. And it's not a revolutionary take. We can do more of it tomorrow. But it's just a spot. And I think they're okay because Syracuse is that bad. But the fact that I don't know, the fact that I'm not confident, and the fact that I don't really care.
Right.
Is kind of where I am.
Yeah, like how to talk about this game, because what is Syracuse's record? Aren't they 4-4, 5-3, something like that? Don't they have either a winning record or close to a winning record? So I don't know anything about Syracuse football other than Garrett Schrader's the quarterback and Dino Babers is the coach.
They are 5-4.
They have a better record than Louisville. So
I'm getting some information here, Jack.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna send this. By the way, Odell's going to the Rams. Good for them.
Well, there goes their season.
I'm gonna have you turn a little
right.
bit, okay?
I'll close my eyes.
I'm gonna show this to Jack, and I want him to react, okay? All right.
Okay. Oh. I'm not looking. My eyes are closed.
And your messages popped up.
Oh, my bad. Hang on.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
what?
I got it.
I'm being shadow produced here. Oh, no. So I assume this. I am being shadow produced here. We need to
People
stop.
Might quit the show.
We need to stop everything right now. Everything stops.
We're suspending the suspension.
Strebel's nervous, and he should be.
I'm very nervous.
You should be horrified right now.
I'm
what
horrified.
What I'm going to tell you might change your life.
Okay.
It might change your sporting life. And I did not. This came down at 2:21 today.
2:21?
Have you been on Cats Illustrated lately?
I have not, no.
We usually don't take their inside information, but you pay for this.
I do, yeah,
okay.
$9.95 a month.
And now that I isn't it like $3 a year or something if you sign up at a right time? Anyway, $3.95.
Yeah.
Your wife questioned you on that? What
no,
is this?
No, she doesn't care.
Is this your videos again? I thought we went through this a couple years ago when Kellen was young.
There's no videos.
Little video.
So I can't say this on air, but I can look at it and react.
Well, I don't know what to do here.
Well, no, what is... So it's on Cats. I haven't been on it today
it's
at
on
all.
Cats, you haven't been on Cats Illustrated today at all.
I have not. I promise. I've not
okay.
been on it at all. I wouldn't know. I don't know what you guys are terrifying
so this
me.
Who's the kid that did not commit today? The football.
Wagner. It was
he's an offensive lineman.
Yeah,
four-star from Ohio.
He went to Notre Dame.
There is a reason that maybe he didn't commit to Kentucky.
Oh no! Jeez! Oh God! What?
Justin Rowland says, there's talk out there. Maybe the kid was worried. There's talk in the college football circles.
About what?
that if Mel Tucker went to LSU, Vince Merrill would go with him.
Really? What?
And there goes the stone sinking to the bottom.
God! Jeez. No. So Mel Tucker wanted him up at Michigan State. Mel Tucker wanted him up at Michigan State, and they had to pay him over $1 million to stay.
You still want to give him that same ovation at KS Bar?
Stoop. You. Oh, my gosh. If he leaves, they're done.
Yahtzee.
They're done. If he leaves, I mean, who are they going to get to replace Vince Merrill in his recruiting?
Edison.
They is he still out there? Is he still in witness protection or whatever? I don't know. I don't know. But God, man. I don't even know what to say. My soul just, I mean, Stoops has to be doing, like, counteractions right now. He's got to be having these, if it's been leaked like that to Justin Rowland, Stoops has got to be sitting him down right now and having conversations, right? You would think.
Nick Roush says Emil Wagner going to Notre Dame, it's a surprise. It leaves UK tongue-tied.
It is a surprise. I mean, he was supposed to be like a lock. Like a lot, something's up. And I don't want to. I don't want to.
With your
I don't
hair. Want, you keep messing with your bangs.
It's falling in my eye, and I can't stand
it. It's bothering me.
I need to get a haircut anyway.
You want a hat?
Anyway, the notion that losing doesn't affect recruiting that I saw today on Twitter was silly. They're like, well, you can't put it on three losses in a row. Well, you can. You can't put it on three losses in a row.
Sink.
And the offensive line
feels bubbles.
Is like they're like those guys are not going to be there next year. Like a lot of those guys, Kennard's going to be gone. I mean, this isn't good. It's not good. It's not good. Vince Merrill can't leave. He can't leave.
How naive of a sports fan. You sound like
there's
a
no KS
fan.
Bar in LSU to give him a standing ovation.
Oh my goodness,
he's not going to get a standing ovation at LSU. If he stinks and they're not good, they're going to boo him. They're not going to boo him ever at Kentucky.
Vince Merrill up next to Mel Tucker.
Mel Tucker's done a great
That's
job.
That's a dream.
He's done a great job at Michigan State. Yes, he's been really, really good there. Had him in the college football playoff, waxed Michigan. Maybe Vince Merrill's thinking like hindsight. Like, I could have been there in East Lansing. Do you think that could be a possibility? I don't know, man. I don't know. It went from so good. It went from 6-0. To three losses in a row,
yep.
Losing recruits.
Oh, you went from the Sugar Bowl to the Music City Bowl.
Yeah, essentially.
That's what you
maybe
went
an
to.
Outback Bowl. Maybe.
And I was talking to Mike Pride about the Outback Bowl, and he was just shaking his head. And was I agreed
he?
With him.
He's
yeah.
just like, no.
It's still
he's like this,
like,
yeah, yeah, like, it's whatever. We yeah. had bigger aspirations. I don't even, like, this game Saturday, I'm with you. I don't even want to, like, I'll just do the post-game show. I won't even watch the game. I'll just look at the score, read the stats, and say, yeah, this is what happened. Call in and yell at me. Go ahead.
Texas says Jamie Bangs. Texas says a little defeated Strebel on a Thursday.
Not defeated. It's just things are just, it's not the best right now.
Texas says, why isn't Strebel talking about Emil Wagner committing to Notre Dame?
We have. We were talking about it.
Literally as we were talking about
that.
Yeah,
we were talking about that. We know Emil Wagner committed to Notre Dame. We know that UK dropped the ball, and everyone's stunned. Everybody's stunned that happened.
Texas says, special season, not a special program.
I mean, 9-3 is a special season.
You're not going to go get Keontae Goodwin.
If he decommits, that's
and Mel Tucker absolutely has to go.
It would be great.
Badass at all.
He would. He'd be great.
Oh, he'd be so bad.
Yeah, he'd be great there.
And it's such a step up.
Yeah, for Michigan.
Like, there's not many places he could go that would just be a massive step up.
From Michigan State.
There'd be a lot of lateral moves or
but
kind
LSU
of lateral
sure.
moves.
Definitely
and LSU's yeah. the best job in the country. Oh, yes.
I don't know if it's the best job in the country.
So it's the best job in the country.
Well,
Alabama?
No, LSU's a better
Ohio
job
State?
Than Alabama. No, 100%. 100%.
I'd say Ohio State's a better
That's
job.
That's fine. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, I'd say Ohio
You can say
State.
Whatever you want.
Because LSU fans they're all going to get pissed at you quick, but I think LSU, especially since they tasted that championship a few years ago, they're not going to have any patience at all. No patience.
I was Strebel on this one.
You better tell Kellen. to get ready. The ship's sinking.
I'll tell. It's not sinking. It's
women
not
and children,
sinking.
Women and children off the off first.
It's not sinking.
Just stranded on the Titanic.
You're stranded.
I'm not stranded. It's not sinking.
Ants can go though.
They're gonna. Ants
He's
can
got
go?
A bum knee. He's got a meniscus.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Women, children, and
physical and, problems. And
Jason Ants with Elements. His left meniscus. Yes. He can go.
Back
but,
issues.
But you're dying.
I'm not dying.
No, you're dying.
I'm not dying. They're going to win out
you're dying.
The rest of the season. They're going to win
Blank's
the bowl game.
Blank's already dead. But he's a vampire.
He's a zombie. Zombie Blank.
4-3-7-9-6-80. Let's take a break on the other end. Blitz. We'll do that next.